Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient MacAlthin, M.C., A.L.T.H.I.N., first name Angela, A.N.G.E.L.A., the date of birth, November 8, 1964, date of evaluation, August 13, 2024, the chief complaint, 59-year-old African-American female seen for initial evaluation. The HCI has noted the patient is a 59-year-old female who complained of right arm pain. Period. She noted that pain had been present for approximately 3 weeks and radiates to the right neck. Period. Pain had been constant. Period. She stated that she was seen in an emergency room in Louisiana and told it was a sprain. Period. She has had no exertional chest pain, but reports occasional shortness of breath. Her past medical history includes 1, hypertension, next number migraines, next number asthma, next number varicose vein, next number COVID-19 infection in 2020. Past surgical history unremarkable. Medication, Losartan, 25 milligrams, 1 daily, topiramate, 50 milligrams, 1 BID, amlodipine, 10 milligrams, 1 daily, amitriptyline, 75 milligrams, 1 daily, gabapentin, 300 milligrams, 1 TID, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 daily, potassium chloride, 20 milliequivalents, 1 daily, cetirizine, 10 milligrams, 1 daily, vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams, 1 daily, fluticasone propionate, 1 spray each nostril. The allergies, no known drugs, allergies, food allergies, coconut, family history, father had diabetes and coronary artery disease, his brother had liver cancer, grandmother had liver cancer, grandfather had unknown cancer, period. Social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking or drug use. She notes occasional alcohol use. Neurologic, she reports numbness in her legs bilaterally. She further reports headache and dizziness, period. Constitutional, she has had generalized weakness, weight loss, and gain, period. Nose, she has decreased smell. Throat, she has sore throat. Neck, she has stiffness, decreased motion and pain. Respiratory, she has cough. Cardiac, she has history of chest discomfort and edema. Gastrointestinal, she has abdominal pain, nausea, bloating, genitourinary, she has frequency and urgency, hematologic, she has easy bruising and easy bleeding. The physical examination, blood pressure 156/90, pulse 89, respiratory rate 18, weight 186.6 pounds. in general, patient is alert, oriented, and enough to distress. Cardiovascular, there is a soft systolic murmur in the left peristomal border. Gastrointestinal, bowel sounds normally active. He has mild epigastric tenderness. However, no mass is noted. Period. Musculoskeletal, right shoulder demonstrates mild tenderness on abduction and external rotation. There is decreased range of motion. The data review, ECG, demonstrates sinus rhythm, 87 beats per minute, leftward axis, and otherwise unremarkable. The impression, 59-year-old female with history of hypertension, asthma, migraine, here for initial evaluation. She is found to have evidence of adhesive capsulitis versus torn rotator cuff on the right. She has uncontrolled blood pressure, period. She has migraines, as noted. The plan will refer to physical therapy for her shoulder pain, period. Lab work to include CBC, Chem-20, hemoglobin A1C, lipid panel, TSH orders, echo, and EKG orders, period. She is to be started on losartan, 100 milligrams, one daily, number 90, amlodipine, 10 milligrams, PO daily, period. She is to be given new prescription for Celebrex, 200 milligrams, 1 PO daily, number 30. Refill to topiramate, gabapentin, fluticasone, period. I will see her again in follow-up in 3 months. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.